Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim Kval Mem, Simon Dalit. So the Chayyadim says, Lachar Shanotel Beis Yodav, after a person washes his hands, both hands, Yishav Shafem Beyachad, he should rub them together. And we gave two explanations why we do that. One, which the Mishabura follows, is that it helps remove all of the lichluch. The other reason is the Prima Gadim says we found that to be a difficult pshat. And then you should raise your hands up. You raise your hands up. Now, what's the zinyan of raising one's hands? And does it apply nowadays? So when a person would wash with less than revius, which is not the common practice nowadays, raising one's hands was very important. Nowadays, which we wash with a revius, it's much less so. How so? So, let's say a person washes with less than revius, like they used to, like many people would do once upon a time. They limited amounts of water, they drew it out of the well. So it was more challenging, so they used small amounts of water. Baruch Hashem, we live in a world where water is much more easily, readily available. So when he washes with less than revius, the water becomes tameh. Now, if he keeps his hands raised the whole time, any water which is tameh runs off and goes up his arm. Water which is tameh, which is on your arm, is not a problem. Water which is tameh, which is on your hands, has to be re-cleansed, you have to be metayrit with the second washing. But you can only be metayrit in the second washing if it's in its original place. So there are three sections for our purposes on the person's hands. There are the fingers. There's the area of the palm of the hand and the back of the hand. And then there's the arm. Even though we discussed the machlokes that where the makam netila is, whether it's just to the fingers or to the whole hand, but the makam where tumas yadayim applies, everybody agrees applies to the whole hand. For the purposes of truma, everybody agrees that the whole hand had to be washed. The makam above the wrist is not a makam tumas yadayim b'chlal. So once the water reaches above the hand, that water is not problematic in regards to becoming, does not need to be required to become tor again. Even if it's tummy, but it's over there, it doesn't affect anything. Say a person washes only to the knuckles, and then some of the water moves onto the palm of the hand. So since that wasn't the place where he washed, even if he pours a second time, that water will not become tor. The water that goes back onto his fingers and it's going to make his hands tummy. So they would hold their hands up throughout, they would wash and then hold their hands up the whole process, and they would actually have somebody else preferably pour the water on their hands, at least the mayim shniyim, so they wouldn't be worried about this issue of some of the water going up and down as your hands move around. Let's say you wash with the revius. According to the vast, vast opinion, a majority of opinions, the water does not become tameh. So there's no real need for mayim shtim mikra din, and there's no issue of it becoming tor or tameh in a different place. So that's not a problem. To mikra din, nowadays, raising your hands is not necessarily based on din. A pikabolo, there's still a need of raising one's hands. Person raises, says the Baruch HaBalan Tisudayim before he dries their hands. The whole Zemikri Over Lasiyasin, like we explained, that's called Over Lasiyasin. The Gamanigub Hu Tzarech HaNatila Dosalechul Kadamanigub. Because drying one's hands is also part of the process of the Tara process, because like the Mor says, Shekolo Echol Kadamanigub Kilo Echol Lechem Tomei. That's a quote from the Gemara, that a person who eats without drying one's hands, it is as if he's eating lechem tameh. Okay. Now, he's going to touch on the later on in the paragraph, if he washes with revius, that this halacha will change this issue of lechem tameh. Right now, he's talking about a case where a person washed with less than revius, so then it's clearly a din of lechem tameh. The next point he says over here, when you dry your hands, this is not a Netzil Sadaim issue. The Mora says that a person who dries his hands on his shirt is kasha l'shicha. It could cause a person to forget his learning. What the logic behind that is difficult to know. It's a schooler concept, as opposed to some of these modern schoolers that seem to popping up. This is a Gemara. The Gemara says a person who does that, for whatever reason it's so, it causes one to forget his learning. Now, in general, these type of things, when the Gemara says these type of things, we take them as being very specific. So the Gemara says a person who dries his hands on his chaluk, on his shirt, is kosher l'shicha. So the Prima Gadim says it's not clear that it would apply to any other beggar other than the chaluk. But he says, since it's a question of forgetting your learning, so one should be careful about that. Dayan Weiss has a tshuva about that as well. He writes that forgetting your learning, obviously, is something which is very significant to the person. So we don't want to take any chances on that. Okay, so we'll stop here at this point in time, and we'll pick up the rest of the siman in the following shiur. Have a good day.